Craig, are you there?
Yes.
Right. So I guess the first question is, you know, you can talk to us about, you know, the recent Victorian Allied Health Professionals EBA retreat and how that went about.
Yeah, absolutely. So, look, we've been in bargaining for about 12 months, a little bit over, and we've progressed things bit by bit, but predominantly when we took action is the fact of the matter. So we had an issue initially where the government and the hospitals refused to bargain with us for months, in fact. Of course, we had a rally, and that day we met with the health minister, and the next day formal bargaining started, you know. We were negotiating. We came up to 30 June. We were stuck on a few issues. We took industrial action, half a day stop work across the state, and we moved on about 80% of the sticking points, you know. And then, of course, we had a stop work on the 4th of August, and about an hour before the mass meeting went ahead, we got final resolution. So I guess the key takeaway to me is that if you want things to happen, you've got to be organised, unified, and be prepared to take action. So, but more broadly, we've put in place a framework that I think will set up Allied Health for the next 30 years. It's a fantastic structural outcome that really fits a contemporary healthcare environment in a way that our previous agreement didn't at all.
Nice. Bit of DA, bit of direct action, getting the goods.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really clear that that's the way to go.
Just for listeners, what's which workers in particular does the VAHPA cover?
So we're VAHPA is what we call ourselves, and VAHPA, that harks back to the 80s, to our preceding organisation. But so allied health professionals, physios, OTs, occupational therapists, that is, radiation therapists, social workers. So it's a broad array of workers, but, you know, those crucial allied health workers that you really, they're a bit hidden in the hospitals, but if they don't do their job, then the system doesn't happen.
Yeah, right. And was there any sort of, do you collaborate with other health unions in your campaign work, or what's that like? What's your relationship with other health unions?
Oh, yeah, we talk to the nurses quite a bit. Work with them. We work with HACSU, who are another branch of the HSU. So we're a branch of the HSU. We work with HACSU pretty closely, and also the medical scientists, who are another branch of the HSU. So we actually work pretty well with a lot of the health unions. Have a good relationship with the AMBOs as well. So, yeah, that's improved, I think, in the last maybe 4 years, that, you know, ability to work collaboratively there. And I think we're on a trajectory to keep that getting tighter and tighter. So, yeah, really happy about the relationships we've got there.
Yeah, right. And you mentioned this sort of new bargaining structure that will be in place for coming years. But can you tell us a bit more about how that works?
Well, the new structure for allied health professionals, our previous career path was put in place in 1966. And so one of the key things, the key objectives we had really with this round of bargaining was to restructure that so it was fit for purpose and fit for the contemporary healthcare environment. And so we've done that, and we've created space for research work to actually be implemented on the ground and for educational structures to be there so that students and junior staff members can be properly educated, and we've put in place proper managerial structures, etc. And one of the other key things we've done is put in place an advanced clinician stream or area of expertise that the government wanted to call it, which allows for allied health professionals to really maximise their potential and engage in a whole lot of work that's really advanced and streamlines the healthcare system significantly. So that structure will really keep us in good stead, and in terms of the way that allied health professionals deliver their stuff in the hospitals for a long time to come.
Yeah, right. And what about the Turnbull government or the Abbott government before it have made a lot of cuts to health funding? Is that something else that VAHPA is involved in campaigning around?
Yeah, look, we're very disturbed about those cuts, and we're yet to see the implication of them yet. We're fortunate that the Andrews government at this point in time has the money and the political will to do the right thing around health. But that's going to come and bite soon. And, you know, we'll really need to campaign around that. I mean, what we need to do is change the federal government. And I think that that's the first port of call there to overcome that problem.
Boot the Tories.
Said it again, yep. Boo the Tories. They're killing health and, you know, and education, et cetera. They're a real problem.
Yeah.
Seanison, actually, a question. Do you sort of have, I think we're almost sort of nearing the end of the interview, but I guess, Craig, what do you have any sort of concluding kind of thoughts of, you know, any you'd like to say onto the program?
How can people support VARPA and kind of link up?
Yeah, look, I think for the allied health professionals out there, it's just time to join the union. You know, we've had a massive increase in growth in the last 24 months. We've increased by over 50%. So we're getting people back on board, and that's what we need to keep up. We need to keep that growth going. And unions really need to be active on the ground. That's the secret to growth. You know, it's not magic. You just get out there and you fight with your members and you engage in struggle. You know, I think that's something we've got to take very, very seriously.
Mm. Yeah, the sort of just my cool comment, democratization of, you know, structures, you know, sounds actually quite exciting for me, because I'm particularly part of a union that actually doesn't really have any sort of real structures to get involved in. It's all really sort of top down and just the union organized at the top, and there's really nothing to sort of get involved in for a rank and file member like myself. So actually what the sort of changes that that are happening in your union sound really sort of exciting, and sort of sounds like a model for which, you know, other unions could grow into.
Yeah, well, my point of view is that, you know, the union's only as effective as the members are active. And so if you want people to be active, you've got to engage them. You've got to provide them with every opportunity to get involved, to run for every position on the committee of management, to step up as a delegate, to do training. Just every opportunity to involve people in a real way is vital. And that's how you become a strong union. Otherwise, you know, you end up with a union boss rather than a union leader. You know, you want a leader that genuinely represents the members. It's you know, it's not rocket science. And I guess to some extent there's a bit of self-protection and et cetera going on there, but that's not what we're about. And, no, I think hopefully there's a lot of unions around the place who are starting to think maybe the grassroots is the way to go. Hmm.
Yeah, it seems like in the wake of that sort of Kathy Jackson HSU scandal, there's been like quite a bit of a rebirth of the union, particularly here in Victoria. So that's good to see. I think I'm very interested in the BLF Green bands, and there was this real sort of nasty leadership of the union back in the 60s, and then there was that real kind of, it's like it reached a crisis point or a breaking point, and then there followed this real democratisation of the union that was really healthy for members. It brought real gains for the whole membership to have that kind of that rebirth of the union.
Yeah, I think that's right. At some point, you really do need to reach a crisis point before you can have a thorough clean out. And you know, that's what we did. We came in and there wasn't a single member of staff remaining. The culture changed totally overnight. And that allowed us to build the union in, you know, according to a philosophy that we thought was really going to work. And I guess, you know, it's difficult to do that until there's a crisis point, until people realise, you know, shit, we have to do something here. I don't know that you necessarily need that crisis point. You know, if you've got a vigilant membership and they're prepared to really fight, and obviously, you know, the membership can be up against it if the structures aren't there, but keep, you know, building that pressure, I think you can achieve things you wouldn't have thought possible.
Yeah. Wicked. All right. Well, really good to talk to you, and thanks for the update.
No worries.
And it's good to see VARPA kicking some goals.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the interview.
Good on you. Okay. Bye-bye.